Good morning, it's 6:04. I'm Ed Mabry, state and local news on Morning Edition from KUHF. Flu season is progressing toward its peak in January, and as the winter continues, the risk increases for people with heart disease. As Lori Johnson reports, Houston researchers find the flu can increase the chance of heart attacks.
Everyone is supposed to get the influenza vaccine, but it's even more critical for people with heart disease or cardiac problems. Dr. Mohammed Majid is a senior research scientist at the Texas Heart Institute. He says every year, 10 to 20% of the population gets the flu, and multiple studies show influenza can cause severe complications in cardiac patients.
The buildup of the plaques inside the coronary arteries of the heart is mainly an inflammatory process. And influenza is an acute infection and very well known to cause severe inflammation in the body. So when somebody has already heart disease or has multiple risk factors for it and it gets influenza, there is a fair chance that he or she developed inflammation in their coronary arteries, which can lead to heart attack.
Dr. Majid's research team worked with a scientific center in Russia to study 35,000 autopsies from influenza season.
And we saw that over 8 years during every influenza epidemic, every year, right at the top of the influenza epidemic, we had more people dying of heart attack, almost 20% extra death due to heart disease. So there is a clear message that flu can be a killer and can be very lethal in these situations.
Influenza can be fatal for more than just cardiac patients. It kills an average of 36,000 people every year in the United States. But it's also preventable. This year, for the first time ever, the CDC recommends everyone get the vaccine.
Unfortunately, over the past decade, the rate of influenza vaccine in people with heart disease has stayed less than 60%, and we haven't seen a significant rise in it.
It's a relatively low rate of inoculation for high-risk patients. Majid says getting the vaccine can reduce the risk of heart attack by 20%. And he says because influenza is so contagious, anyone who is around heart patients should be vaccinated too. Laurie Johnson, KUHF News.